Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when President Biden is facing another primary challenge all of a sudden. No, this is not Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He had a primary challenge he had filed against Joe Biden, but he withdrew as a Democratic candidate for president, is now running as an independent. And the reports today have been that there was an intruder who had already been flagged by police officials in Southern California for threatening the Kennedy family, the Robert F. Kennedy Jr. family, where they live. He's married to the actress Cheryl Hines. And Mr. Kennedy had requested Secret Service protection. He really should get it now. And this is a decision that is supposed to be made by the Department of Homeland Security. I'm not sure why, but it's a decision that ought to provide some protection for Robert Kennedy Jr., whatever you think of him and his politics, because there was an individual who broke into his property demanding to see Mr. Kennedy, and it's somebody who had threatened Mr. Kennedy before. He was picked up by police, he was arrested, he was interrogated, and then released. And then the same day, this being yesterday, he came back to attack the Kennedy compound. This time he has apparently been detained. And some kind of protection should take place. But meanwhile, who is going to protect President Biden from Dean Phillips? He is a Democratic member of Congress who is expected any day now to launch his formal primary challenge to Biden. This is of concern enough to the Biden campaign that they have told NBC News that they've already framed a way of dealing with the Congressman Dean Phillips. He's from Minnesota, for his campaign. The subtext is to frame Phillips' candidacy as a vanity project for one of the wealthiest members of Congress. It's inherited wealth. Biden aides also cast Phillips as a Democrat who has been closely aligned with the president until recently, did nothing to distance himself from the White House or some of its perks. We will see what happens with that. Also concerning Biden and political pressure, more than 90 lawmakers, members of the House Gun Violence Prevention Task Force, have sent a letter to the newly elected Speaker, Mike Johnson of Louisiana. He received a letter urging him to bring gun safety legislation to the House floor immediately in the wake of the mass shooting in Maine. Quote, over 1,000 Americans died from gun violence during the past 3 weeks of Republican chaos and dysfunction. Representative Lloyd Doggett of Texas, a Democrat, of course, wrote on X, sharing the letter, quote, demanding accountability and protection for our communities, I and 91 colleagues urge newly elected Speaker Johnson to bring gun safety legislation to the floor immediately. The chances of doing that are probably small. Mike Johnson, and of course everybody has looked, has a rating of 92% with the NRA. He has been a strong supporter of Second Amendment rights. We are going to be speaking to Catherine Schweit, who is a retired FBI investigation special agent who spent nearly 5 years as the executive responsible for the FBI's active shooter efforts. She's also the author of the book Stop the Killing, How to End the Mass Shooting Crisis. She'll be helping to put the events in Maine in perspective. Nikki Haley, who is continuing to show strength in the polls so that she, along now with Ron DeSantis, is perceived as the most formidable challenger to President Trump, who remains the clear front runner in all the polling for the Republican nomination. But Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, speaks on Fox News about the most recent shooting, clip 9.
I mean, first of all, Sean, I'll tell you, the world is on fire. I mean, we see it. We see it with wars around the world. We see it in our schools. We see it with protests on college campuses. We're seeing it here. But what does this come down to? We have got to start really getting focused and serious. That means we need serious law and order. That means that we need to defund sanctuary cities. But that means we need to acknowledge the cancer in America that is mental health. 1 in 3 Americans suffers from mental health. If treated, they can live a perfectly normal life. If not, it spirals out. We see more and more young people suffering from stress, depression, and that's leading to addiction. We don't have enough mental health therapists. We don't have enough mental health treatment centers, and we don't have enough addiction centers. And what I'll tell you is we're watching now, 80% of our mass shootings are mental health related.
Okay, that figure of 80%, I've challenged that before. I think it's probably, if you broaden the definitions of mental health issues, it's probably 100% or very close to it. Because to that level of depression and paranoia and mental illness that would lead someone to shoot people at random at a bowling alley or at a bar and grill, that kind of illness is going to be very palpable. What's very disturbing about the accounts of Robert Card, who is still at large, and the authorities are still trying to catch him, but he is the apparently perpetrator of this latest killings in Maine that claimed the lives of 18 people. That is the idea that he was attempting to get medical attention for his mental illness and had already been diagnosed to some extent during his experience as a member of the Army Reserve, but he couldn't or didn't somehow get the mental health assistance that he actually required. Speaking of mental health assistance and the issue of firearms and firearm rights, Second Amendment rights, the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee wasted no time in hitting the new speaker, Mike Johnson, and released a messaging guidance, in quotes, highlighting the newly minted speaker's, quote, extreme record. The Democrats wrote, "Speaker Johnson is nothing more than Jim Jordan in a sports coat." Is that a real difference between, doesn't Jim Jordan occasionally wear sports coats? In any event, it says Speaker Johnson championed a total abortion ban and was instrumental in the effort to overturn the 2020 presidential election. Johnson, it says in the Washington Post, will be faced with raising the necessary money to expand the House majority. Jeff Miller, a lobbyist and fundraiser who helped Representative Kevin McCarthy raise millions, said he would help Johnson raise money. Members within the conference aren't worried either, saying there will be a learning curve. There is hope that McCarthy stays close to help fundraise, but he hasn't committed to that yet. Coming up, we'll be speaking with Catherine Schweit, a former attorney and retired Federal Bureau of Investigation special agent, on how to stop the killing. We will be right back on the MedMen Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, a pleasure to welcome back to the show Catherine Schwite, who we've spoken with before on the occasion of other horrific mass shootings, like the one in Maine that took place yesterday evening. Catherine Schwite is an attorney. She is a retired Federal Bureau of Investigation special agent who spent nearly 5 years as the agent responsible for the FBI's active shooter efforts. She's also the author of the book Stop the Killing, How to End the Mass Shooting Crisis. Catherine, in terms of the apprehension of Robert Card, who is the person of interest, the suspect in these shootings, police today searched the woods, the waterways, the towns of Maine for this U.S. Army reservist who's wanted in connection with the mass shootings. Is it your expectation, having monitored these cases so closely as part of your career, would it be your expectation that he has very possibly ended his own life?
I think it certainly is possible, but I don't think we have any evidence to indicate that, particularly since he left the area in a vehicle and abandoned a vehicle and went to another one. I think that law enforcement has had the opportunity to search that area where he abandoned that vehicle. So it doesn't mean that we can't find him, but I think it's very possible that he's on the move, and clearly he has some, he's going through some mental health crisis, and so that's a kind of a, that's kind of a wild card in the deck on whether or not he's going to decide that he's in too much pain, he's hearing too many voices, and he's just going to end his own life. And he does that in the woods in Maine or in the woods in Canada, you know, or on a boat in the river, you know, it'll be a long time before we find him.
Yeah. And in terms of finding him, does it not appear that he had given enough indications of mental disturbance that his access to firearms should have been limited? The story is that he bought the gun that he used, which was apparently a high-powered rifle, that he bought it in 2023. He has a history of mental disturbance that goes beyond that. Is there some way to institute stronger red flag laws? I understand in Maine they don't have one. They have a yellow flag law. What's the difference,
and
what can we do?
Yeah, yellow flag meaning that law enforcement can take an individual for a mental health check, and then a judge can adjudicate that that individual might lose rights to holding firearms, not ownership, but holding them. And even red flag or yellow flag laws are designed to return those weapons back to the owners, because you're taking somebody's property, Fourth Amendment, right? You're taking somebody's property. So the laws themselves, even red flag laws, are not designed to permanently extract somebody from their weapons. We have provisions that say you can't buy a weapon if you have been adjudicated involuntarily in a mental health situation. There's a variety of kind of loopholes through that, and ways that the courts are now trying to reinterpret what that means, even with regard to domestic violence. And if you've been convicted of it, maybe now you can't, you can still get a gun, you know, now that we're dealing with these, the, you know, splitting up of all the cases. But when it comes to mental health itself and mental wellness issues, there has to be an involuntary commitment, and then there has to be a adjudication that that was there, and then that has to be reported into the background check systems, and then the law has to be in a place in that state that requires the background check. So there's just a tremendous number of loopholes in terms of being able to prevent somebody from getting a gun, and once they have it, it's very difficult to take it away.
In terms of today, there are 91 members of Congress who sent Speaker Johnson a demand for new legislation to try to deal with the crisis in mass shootings. Is there federal legislation that you believe would be helpful?
Well, I think that we saw some changes in the federal laws when the under the Biden administration, they passed a bunch of laws, a combined set of laws that included things like shoring up some holes in failures to provide mental health funding for mental health care in communities, and shoring up the providing funding to communities so they can do red flag laws. It's one of the things about communities that do have or don't have red flag laws is they say don't mandate them, because that's another financial burden on our community. So I think that there have been laws passed, but I do believe very much that there isn't a one magic pill. There is no one thing. and changes in federal or state law that is going to change this. It is going to have to be a package of ideas, you know, laws or policies and procedures that are put into place. Like, for instance, in the city of San Jose, they instituted a if you own a gun, you must have insurance on it, so that the burden for the law, you know, the financial cost of firearms is not borne by the city. So that's a creative way that the city of San Jose has said you have to insure your weapons in case their weapons are used. But there, all of these different things all have to be put together with the fact that we don't, you know, I was talking to Canadian radio just earlier, and the culture here is a gun culture in the United States. And until we choose as a people to not feel the need to have a bunch of guns in our gun safes just for the sake of having them, we're probably not going to be able to have the changes in the laws and the changes in our culture that other countries have been able to accomplish.
I don't know if other countries make it easier. I believe most do, to commit people against their will. Right now, the way it is in most states in the United States is you can only commit someone to a mental institution for 72 hours for 3 days, unless they decide they themselves want to continue in that situation. Wouldn't we be making a positive step if we made institutionalization more easy to achieve, particularly for people with tendencies toward dangerous violence?
You know, I think that that's actually kind of the wrong way to think of it. Respectfully, mental health does not equate to violence. Most people who have mental health issues, I mean, like 95%+, do not have any tendency towards violence in the way that we're thinking of, you know, targeted violence. Targeted violence is a planned and concerted effort. And people who, I mean, up to half, the estimates are half the people in the United States suffer from mental wellness issues, you know, at different times in their lives. The National Council for Mental Well-Being has said it's such a slight factor. So saying that somebody has a mental health problem, we should lock them up and they won't commit these crimes, overlooks the fact that when people who commit these crimes generally are people who have never committed a crime before. So it's quite a challenge because of that.
Catherine Schweit, you can read more information about her work. She's the author of the book Stop the Killing, How to End the Mass Shooting Crisis. We'll be right back with mass arguments, not shootings, about the Middle East and protest and more coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show. All across America. This is The Michael Medved Show. This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Maine authorities are still hunting for a suspected mass shooter. Last night, a gunman opened fire inside a Lewiston bowling alley and bar, resulting in 18 fatalities and 13 injuries. Among the wounded, three are in critical condition. Families of hostages held by Hamas have gathered on Capitol Hill. Ruby Chen of New York City urged lawmakers to do everything in their power to secure the release of his 19-year-old son and the other 200 hostages.
We live in this bizarre universe of not knowing if our loved one is alive, dead, being taken care of. What did he eat? Where did he sleep?
Chen's son was taken captive by Hamas during their deadly ambush on October 7th. President Biden's approval rating within his own party has hit a record low. According to a Gallup poll, only 75% of Democratic respondents approve of his performance in the White House, marking an 11-point drop. John Schaefer, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the whole world is waiting for, I guess the expression is the next shoe to drop, but the next shoe is actually a combat boot. The Israelis have assembled a very formidable accumulation of force. They have brought 360,000 people into active duty, and they have all been told to expect a dramatic ground mission to liquidate Hamas and to end the danger to Israeli civilians that claimed the lives of 1,400 people just a couple of weeks ago on October 7th. The headline today in the Wall Street Journal, Israel agrees to U.S. request to delay invasion of Gaza. This does not mean a postponement for a specific time period. It does not mean a reconsideration of the invasion of Gaza. And part of the proof for that is that John Kirby, spokesman for the National Security Agency, spokesman for the security wing of the executive branch of government, talks about why a ceasefire is not something that the United States is pushing right now. This is clip three.
A ceasefire right now is what we would believe that a ceasefire right now is only going to benefit Hamas.
Okay, and that is not something the United States is eager to do. The way the Wall Street Journal covers the story, Israel has agreed for now to a request from the U.S. to delay its expected ground invasion of Gaza so the Pentagon can put air defenses in the region to protect U.S. troops. According to U.S. officials and people familiar with Israeli planning, the Pentagon is rushing to deploy nearly a dozen air defense systems in the region, including for U.S. troops serving in Iraq, Jordan, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and the United Arab Emirates, to protect U.S. forces from missiles and rockets. U.S. officials have so far persuaded the Israelis to hold off on sending tanks and foot soldiers into Gaza to end Hamas rule until those moves can be made as early as this week. And U.S. troops have come under rocket and drone attack from Iranian-backed militias in Iraq and Syria and in the Red Sea area. The USS Kearney destroyer intercepted cruise missiles and drones the Pentagon said were launched by Yemeni Houthi forces also backed by Iran. In addition to the U.S. posture, Israel is factoring into its planning calls for it to allow fuel and more humanitarian aid into Gaza to benefit some of the innocent civilians. And also they have further efforts to gather intelligence, a continuing airstrike campaign meant to hobble Hamas, and diplomatic efforts to free more of the roughly 200 hostages still held by Hamas, the Israeli officials say. This is Prime Minister Netanyahu in a joint press conference with the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, and they talked about the complexity of the situation in Gaza going forward. Clip 5.
We ask the people of Gaza to leave, to go to a safe zone in the south where we're enabling humanitarian aid to reach them. Hamas is putting checkpoints with people with guns to prevent Palestinians from leaving the war zone. Hamas is responsible for civilian casualties, but we will do every effort to avoid them and to fight this war as speedily and as rapidly as we can, but it could be a long war. When this is over, the people of Israel will rebuild their communities and the people of Gaza will no longer live under Hamas tyranny. But first, there's one condition for anything that could happen and the good things that could happen once this war is over. And that condition is that Hamas must be destroyed.
Okay, this is, why is that such a clear-cut mission? Because there have been previous wars with Hamas that have all been the same outcome, where Hamas hides its own resources behind the human shields of Palestinian civilians in Gaza. And then they resume their rocket attacks, or in this case, a rocket attack, very intense rocket attack that launched more than 2,000 rockets. Some estimates have said as many as 5,000 rockets against Israel. And then that was followed by an invasion with thousands of fighters, at least 1,500 of whom were killed during their efforts to kill Israelis at random, mostly older people or families with children or young people gathered out for a concert where they killed 260 people. By the way, mutilating and raping some of the bodies after they were shot. We're talking about what anyone would consider a crime, and yet there are voices that are raised all over the place, including at the University of Washington, where hundreds of students rallied yesterday and described as an anti-Israel rally. It's not a rally for anything. It's a rally for making sure that Israel doesn't exist anymore. How do we know? Well, listen, this is clip 6.
We know that sometimes there are Zionist pro-Israel counter-protests at these actions. And if you see them, you don't have to engage with them. We're doing our best to de-escalate them, to move them away. We don't want Israel to exist. We don't want these Zionist counter-protesters to exist. We can't control that. What we can control is ourselves. We can choose to focus on our demands today. We want UW to cut ties with weapons companies. UW to condemn the attacks against Palestinian students. UW to cut ties with Israel. And to end the siege on Gaza now.
To end the siege on Gaza now? And, again, when you talk about the level of the pro-Hamas demonstrators, who are really anti-Israel demonstrators, she wants both Israel to cease to exist, and she wants the pro-Israel demonstrators to cease to exist. That's why pro-Israel people were chased at Cooper Union in New York into the library and had to shelter themselves there, and they couldn't get any deliverance from the authorities. Later that evening, campus security had led the students out of the library through tunnels. They have tunnels in Gaza. They have tunnels at Cooper Union to allow Jewish students at that institution to escape where they're being surrounded. After the fact, a New York City councilwoman named Inna Vernikoff shared more information that they had gleaned through speaking with those locked inside. The campus rally against Israel was part of a national walkout day for Palestinian activists, for which faculty members canceled class, encouraged students to participate, and in some instances offered extra credit for those students who did walk out of class. Councilwoman Vernikoff posted on X that several Cooper Union faculty members participated in the walkout themselves. There's also this from Jonathan Greenblatt, who's with the Anti-Defamation League, who asks a question. When you look at the pro-Hamas protesters, who thinks this is normal or healthy? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
Michael Medved show, John Kirby, who has become a spokesman for the White House, for Joe Biden himself, in fact, on national security issues. He is now the spokesperson. He used to work for the Pentagon, now the spokesperson for the National Security Agency. And he was basically challenged by a reporter on the reporter considered to be harsh actions by Israel. And God bless you, John Kirby, for actually coming back with an effective response. Listen to this interchange.
This is the price of the war. You also said that.
I have indeed.
Yeah. Don't you think this is insensitive? They're being very harsh criticism about it. For example, the Council of American Islamic Relations said it was deeply disturbed and called on the president to apologize. Would the president apologize and does he regret saying something like that?
What's harsh is the way Hamas is using people as human shields. What's harsh is taking a couple of hundred hostages and leaving families in anxious waiting and worrying to figure out where their loved ones are. What's harsh is dropping in on a music festival and slaughtering a bunch of young people just trying to enjoy an afternoon. I could go on and on. That's what's harsh. That is what's harsh. And being honest about the fact that there have been civilian casualties and that there likely will be more is being honest, because that's what war is. It's brutal, it's ugly, it's messy. I've said that before. The president also said that yesterday. Doesn't mean we have to like it. And it doesn't mean that we're dismissing any one of those casualties. Each and every one is a tragedy in its own right. And each and every one we should try to prevent. And that is why we're in close contact with our Israeli counterparts, to do everything we can to help them minimize the risk to civilians that are in harm's way. It would be helpful if Hamas would let them leave their homes, leave areas, not shelter in tunnels underneath their houses and in hospitals, and let them get out of Gaza if they want to leave. We know that there are thousands waiting to leave Gaza writ large, and Hamas is preventing them from doing it.
Okay, the other thing is that Hamas made a choice to go to war. Well, what did they think? They thought there would be no response to slaughtering 1,400 Israeli civilians, 1,400 Israeli civilians? That's as many people who died in the first intifada over a period over a year. And these are people who died in a day. And when you choose to go to war, you are expecting there won't be casualties on your side? And you're expecting that you're going to be able to get the world to help shut down any determination by your enemies to protect themselves? How outrageous. How revolting. And good for John Kirby in coming back with a thoughtful response. There's also this from Jonathan Greenblatt, who is the CEO, the chief officer of ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. He was on CNBC, and he was asked about the pro-Hamas protesters and their excesses and the kinds of demands that they make, the kind of indictments that they offer concerning people who simply condemn terrorism, which they refuse to do. Here's Jonathan Greenblatt.
Look, we have all over the country these crazy rallies taking place that literally call to wipe Jews off the map, call to globalize the Intifada. The Intifada was a violent military action that involved murdering thousands of civilians. Who thinks this is normal? We wouldn't tolerate...
Nazis, too. I would say the same thing about Nazis.
Yeah, look, I will tell you something. You know, 1939... right down the street at Madison Square Garden, 1939, there was a rally on behalf of the Third Reich here in New York. 20,000 people showed up at MSG. I got to tell you something. I think we will look back on these people, these kids, these individuals supporting Hamas today, look at them at the same way those people supported the Nazis in the 1930s. Morally reprehensible. And whether it's a university president or a community leader who dithers and equivocates, history will not judge them well.
Isn't that well said? And isn't he right? And then it leads to confrontations like this one. Hillary Clinton, of all people, was at an Institute for Global Politics forum, and she got into a shouting match with a heckler over Biden's speech about Israel and Ukraine. Listen to this exchange.
President Joe Biden is calling for $100 billion of funding for Israel, Taiwan, and Ukraine, and we're supposed to just bundle these together and pretend like we're going to rush to World War III, and we're all just going to let Hillary Rodham Clinton sit here. And, okay.
I'm sorry. You know, this is not the way to have a conversation. If you want to have a conversation, you're welcome to come talk to me afterwards.
You can sit here. Okay, right. You're gonna wait for me, right?
I will listen to you, and I will respond to you.
I do not believe you. Respectfully, I do not believe you. And the fact of the matter is that the American people's voice are what need to be heard.
Yeah, they are being heard.
Because our president is not speaking for the American people, and neither are you.
Well, that's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Yes, that's my opinion.
But, well, then sit down. We've heard your opinion. Thank you very much. Now we're going to turn to people who are on the front lines.
I'm not going to stop.
Working on behalf of human rights.
I'm going to exercise my free speech.
But it's not free speech when you are disrupting everybody else's opportunity.
It is free speech.
Okay. It is free speech. I've heard a lot of speech from him, but not so much from Hillary. I'm not sure whether she did wait for him, in fact, as promised. Coming up, there's it's Halloween. So naturally, streaming this month is a film that's, tries to put some of the Halloween style fun on screen. It's a film from the Disney people about one of their most popular attractions at the theme parks, Haunted Mansion. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Based on a long-standing popular attraction at Disneyland, there's a new movie starring Rosario Dawson as a single mom who needs some help to cope with some of the problems in her new home, a haunted mansion. Now playing in theaters.
After midnight, the house comes alive.
This place is haunted!
We need your help.
We find someone who can communicate with these ghosts.
You're all in for a treat.
Well, not exactly, despite the presence of Lakeith Stanfield, Owen Wilson, Tiffany Haddish, and Danny DeVito. There's also a brief part for Jamie Lee Curtis, who spends most of the movie inside a glass bubble. Despite the talented cast, this attempt to mix humor and fright fails at every level. It drags on at a pokey pace and concludes without surprises or satisfactions. Rated PG-13 for frightfully unsuccessful attempts at horror, 1.5 stars. For a haunted mansion not worth a visit. It's a genuinely terrible movie. There are better things to do for Halloween. Surely. Surely. Meanwhile, tomorrow on the Michael Medved Show, we're going to be welcoming a New York Times reporter from Israel who's talking about the Israeli public's discomfort with the continued delays in the invasion of Gaza that everyone expects. And there's also the story of an enlightened protester who demands that people must boycott Nike over their sales in Israel. And she makes that demand while wearing Nike shoes herself. And there are the anti-Israel students at Stanford who have come together to issue a list of demands to the school administration. The demands include condemning Israel, paying to get lawyers for the anti-Israel students, boycotting all Israeli products, pay for 24/7 trauma counselors, and invest in rapid refugee camps and hire more Palestinian speakers. Do you think the demands will be answered by the folks at Stanford? We'll also tomorrow be taking a look at movies, including a big new melodrama starring Emily Blunt and Chris Evans of Captain America fame. As people get caught up in a really seamy and seedy drug company offering painkillers to the millions, it's called Pain Hustlers. That and more next time in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. And this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.